this is Sarah Palin, and obviously I approve this message since I'm saying it, so therefore I won't have to say so at the end. This simple change in campaign ad format is an example of the common sense change I plan to bring to Washington, D.C. with your help and the help of God. And no, I'm not ashamed to say that.
I'm delivering this message while hunting wolves from an airplane, not only to show you that I can multitask, but to illustrate a couple of points. Yes, already the liberal press is clamoring for me to be thrown into the lion's den of news programs and interviews where they can ask the hostile questions designed to make me look like I don't know anything about world facts, world leaders, and all that stuff. Well, my friends, this is not about facts. It's about ideals. And ideals are not about what you've done, but what you intend to do and what you can do with a pure heart. You can even shoot wildlife from the air with a pure heart. Watch! See? I do that not in anger, nor do I take any satisfaction in it, but because it's a job that needs to be done. And to show you that I'm not afraid to do the dirty work in this dangerous world, like sending troops to Iraq to fight terrorism, or, if necessary, to press the big button and usher in the rapture. Wrap that one up for the freezer, honey.
No, it's not about knowing who world leaders are, where the Shiites live and where the Sunnis live, where rubber comes from, how many people are dying of starvation every day, what's happening to world temperatures or water supplies. It's about having the right values in order to govern fairly and hasten us towards my arm bumped into the doorway there and I missed the clean kill zone. That's okay. Let him use his remaining few miserable hours to think about why he chose to be an evil old wolf anyhow.
Anyhow, no, it's not about filling your head with a bunch of facts. It's about picking off those liberals who have been running Washington for the past 8 years and who have driven this country into such a cesspool of corruption, economic decay, and the hatred and ridicule of much of the world. With your help, I can restore America's standing in the eyes of the world and, more important, in the eyes of... Gol, dang it, he veered off just as I was squeezing the trigger. But that's another lesson of life. Sometimes you miss, and sometimes it's a direct hit. Like that. With your help in November, we won't miss. Let's get America back on track. This is Sarah Palin, and I already approved this message, if you'll recall.